Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Rachel Kearns, Program Director for the Mid Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program, about Homeschool Awareness Month. So as the program director, what does your role look like, or what are some of your typical responsibilities?
As director, I really get to work with families. I support 23 licensed teachers who facilitate learning alongside parents who serve as primary educators. We do a lot of events and programs out here at our building where we have kids come together just to do learning, so I have an active role in that. Part of my job is also to meet with new families and demystify homeschooling. We try to introduce them to the program and help every parent who chooses to do homeschool with their children know that there is support out there and that they aren't alone in this endeavor.
When we think numbers, do you have an idea approximately of how many students Mid Prairie has in their homeschool program currently?
Yeah, we have right now 556 students that we serve through the Homeschool Assistance Program. Our students come from 23 different districts. A lot of open enrolled families come to us for the programming, like our art program or music program. We have high school classes, special events like artist studios or orchestra. So kids really come from all over to come and be a part of our program here.
And I mean, when you talk about demystifying it, that right there is already a surprise to me, just the sheer numbers that you have. Is that a number that you've seen grow in your time in the position? Has it stayed pretty steady?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been here for about 16 years, and we have grown quite a bit, but it has been steady. So there was a jump, obviously, in 2020, where maybe we got a few more students than we had had before, but our overall trend line tends to be about 5% a year that we've grown. And so as we've continued to offer the services that we do here, I think families continue to see value in what we do, and homeschool is a little more attainable when there is support and we can do it together.
And when we think about rationale, could you maybe share with me some of the typical reasons you've seen for why families would choose this for their kid?
This is a tough one because I think every family who chooses to homeschool does it for a different reason. So we definitely have families who are here because they want to individualize their child's education. Some want to go faster than maybe the public schools are going or at a slower pace. Some people are choosing to homeschool because this is how their family works. This is what they've always wanted to do, and keeping that family relationship at the core of their instruction continues to be what their drive is. So we have families who want to do college in high school, and they really want to just explore those options at their own pace. We have families who are choosing to homeschool with other families who are homeschooling, and they have their own co-ops that they've organized around town. So there's quite a few reasons to homeschool, but I've never seen a homeschooling family that looks exactly like another.
You had mentioned over 500 students, and then on the flip side, I think you said you work with 23 licensed teachers.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Every family, when they enroll in the program, is assigned a supervising teacher, and that supervising teacher takes care of Iowa State requirement, which is that our homeschooling families with a homeschool assistance program have 16 contacts in a year that they need to have with a licensed teacher. And so with our staff supporting our parents in that way, our staff can supervise up to 40 students or 20 families, and in that relationship, they have a partner in education. Additionally, we have some shared common experiences like enrichment classes or high school classes. We have field trips and events and assemblies here at the Homeschool Education Center where kids can come together to have some of those common experiences. But ultimately, parents are primary educators. And so the work that the kids are doing will be unique to each family, the curriculum that they choose, what they think is important for learning every year.
What are some misconceptions or aspects of homeschooling that the public may not be familiar with?
I think if you ask any homeschool parent that, they're going to talk about the socialization question. Sometimes we even call it the S word in the homeschool world. But the idea, this misconception that our homeschooled children are not socialized, I actually think it tends to be pretty on the contrary. Our homeschooled children are pretty used to talking to all different ages of students and adults. We have a lot of learning experiences that are multi-age since it's families looking and working together. And so when we have our kids come together, they're quite versed at speaking with adults and conversing with their peers. And this idea that homeschooling has to be done around the kitchen table is probably another one that I like to demystify a little bit as well. Homeschoolers are typically out in the community. We are volunteering. We are working. We are playing together. We're traveling for field trips. There is work that needs to be done at the kitchen table, absolutely. But we're not completely isolated in the work that we're doing.
Well, Rachel, again, thank you so much for sharing information about this topic, especially during this month. If there's someone listening to this right now who is weighing their options and they're thinking about homeschool for their child, are there any resources or areas they can go to reach out and find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Our homeschool assistance program has a pretty great website on mphawks.org. We've got some tabs about getting started and who to call. There's a whole common approaches pages that just kind of outline some of the typical ways that families do it. But we also understand that families are going to be coming from all different walks of life. So we really do encourage an appointment where we can just visit and talk about each individual experience. And then from there, we make those choices. Is homeschool right for you? Could this be something that could enrich your family's experience and education? And then if that's something that is helpful, we're always around at the building. We're here until the end of June, and then we'll open back up in August. But we love to meet with families just even to explore options.
That was Rachel Kearns joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Homeschool Awareness Month. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.